Good morning, church family. This is another edition of the Sun is Rising devotion. In Psalm 19, we read about all of creation declaring God's glory, how his creation speaks to the greatness and goodness of God. It speaks of the law, the word of God, and how it is perfect and can refresh our souls. Man, do we need to be refreshed at times today. How can we trust his word as it guides us and leads us? By just submitting to it completely. How do we discover wisdom as we live by his word? By just, as he said, trusting in that. How valuable his words are for us and our families as we place our lives in his hands. His word, the word of God, warns us and alerts us from making all those wrong choices. We still have human will, and we might make some bad choices from time, but more and more, as the word saturates our minds and hearts and lives, we make better choices. We come to verse 12. It says, "But who can discern their own errors? Forgive my hidden faults." Wow. When I was younger and in grade school, there were many times that I thought my teachers or my parents had eyes in the back of their heads. You ever think that or felt that? I could not get away with anything. I was supposed to be able to be doing all that's right all the time. But I you know, like any child, you were tempted and you would do different things. Sometimes my hidden thoughts seem to be exposed or revealed also by those who were not even looking around me. How did that happen? As a youth pastor, I remember times when I would meet with various youth and various times when they had come to me to talk or deal with life situations. They hated it that I would know what they were talking about as we sat down and started discussing things. And I would tell them about things they were going to do. And they just say, "Well, how did you know that?" And I would respond simply by, "The Lord brought that information to me." And that's exactly what he did. God revealed things to me, knowing that I was going to be guiding other people whose lives and souls were going to be in my hands. Thank you, Father, for your wisdom. In my early years, I knew, at least I know now in these years, I should say, that God revealed things to those over me to prevent me from even trying something out of line for my life. Sometimes my parents or my Sunday school teacher or others who were over me just, and I can remember my teacher, my mom and dad occasionally saying, "Just remember, God sees everything you do." Wow. I don't think they had any idea how that affected me. Having someone watch over every move we make can help to keep our actions in check. But what about our thoughts and the things we are tempted to say? When we allow the light of God's word to shine within our hearts and minds, it illuminates our hidden faults and lights up a warning light. Warning, you're about to do something stupid, stop. Then we have to either heed the advice or ignore it. And praise God, I was the kind of young man that many times I listened and said, "Oh, I don't want to do that." Many times we don't. I know now that without God's law, we are blind to what will separate us from him. The psalmist knows that he cannot see his faults by looking in a mirror. He looks instead into God's laws and asks God to forgive him. Not only his visible sins, but also those hidden faults that, you know, how we've kind of kept them away from anybody else. And the God of creation always forgives us. That's a great fact. Knowing the fact that God's forgiveness assured the psalmist and us that he will be blameless in sight of God when we ask for forgiveness. Not perfect, but forgiven. Perfection comes later as we live out our days and find ourselves standing before Jesus as we allow him to lead and guide our lives day by day. But who can discern their own errors? Forgive my hidden faults, Father. Spend a few moments in prayer. Praise God for those who are recovering from surgeries. Praise God for the answers to prayers we've been waiting for. Pray for those who have been battling cancer and other illnesses. You know many of them yourselves. And just take a few moments, and thank God for guiding us, for revealing his truth to us, for watching over us and putting people in our lives who can guide us in the right path for his name's sake. Thank you. Just take a few moments today, and God bless you, and have a great day until we meet on Sunday.